101.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. A large cargo ship losing power and crashing into the Key Bridge, a major span at the entrance to Baltimore Harbor. Fire Chief James Wallace.
As units were responding, they began to receive numerous calls indicating multiple people in the water.
Two people were pulled out of the water. One was not seriously hurt, the other in very serious condition. It's believed as many as 20 could have been thrown into the water. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is on the scene.
The weather here has been a challenge. Temperatures are frigid, and we heard police say that this is a massive area that they are searching. The tide is coming in. That will pose an additional challenge. They're searching below the water, on the surface. Sonar activity, they say, has detected the presence of some vehicles underwater. And I did just speak with a neighbor here who said that she heard the bridge collapse around 1:30 a.m. She told me it sounded like a plane was landing in her backyard.
The governor declaring a state of emergency. This is ABC News. Two members of the state parole board in Illinois are now stepping down after a deadly domestic violence case. Earlier this month, Crossetti Brand allegedly stabbed an 11-year-old boy to death hours after he was released from prison. Chicago Alderman Andre Vasquez.
My understanding is that the board itself is going to go through some more like domestic violence survivor training to get a better understanding of cases like this and really think through how best to address them.
The promise from Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani.
I do want to make it clear that I never betted on sports or have willfully sent money to the bookmaker.
That, the voice of his new translator after Ohtani's former translator found himself in the middle of a gambling scandal. Ohtani saying millions of dollars have been stolen from him. Still no winner for the Powerball jackpot after last night's drawing. The next one will likely be worth about $865 million. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot weighing in at $1.1 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Indulge in perfection at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet. From rich espresso to mouth-watering sandwiches and scones, we've got your cravings covered. Need a sharp look? Rent a tux and strut in style. Stop by now on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls for the ultimate hometown experience.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in Wisconsin today and tomorrow. Mitch Landers spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He's here to talk to local leaders about the economy. Stops include Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, La Crosse, Sheboygan, and Wausau. Political spending by anonymous donors is reaching record highs. Anna Masolia is the author of a new report by Open Secrets. She says that kind of money often pays for misleading attack ads.
When you have dark money groups fueling the spending, the voter may not know what interests the secret donors behind that have.
Masolia says dark money often comes from 501c4 nonprofits, which have few legal limits on how they can spend their money. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers lose their leadoff batter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Garrett Mitchell was expected to be the Brewers' leadoff hitter for Thursday's opening day in New York against the Mets, but after an MRI, it was discovered the 25-year-old center fielder suffered a fracture in his left hand. He's expected to go on the injured list and be out the first 4 to 8 weeks of the season. Mitchell hurt the hand during batting practice over the weekend. He missed most of last season with a shoulder injury. NBA, the Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight at Fiserv Forum. LeBron James, who's been dealing with an ankle injury, is not expected to play. NFL meetings going on in Orlando. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's glad running back A.J. Dillon agreed to re-sign with the team because there was no way they could have hung on to both Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones.
To get A.J. back, it was that was a nice surprise. But I think the free agent running back class was very strong. There's a bunch of experienced runners out there.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, which is Wednesday, right? Yeah, Wednesday, the 27th of March. Country fried steak tomorrow, mashed potatoes and gravy. You've got green beans and oatmeal raisin. Please get those orders in by 1:30 the day before. Price County Senior Dining, reach them at 715-339-2158.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Elk River Custom Rods and Outfitters are proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsors and have gear to fit the whole family, from Carhartt hats, gloves, socks, and performance fishing wear by hook, gills, and reels. Logger United Sports Boosters, community driven.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I've finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
White or wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seeds. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Baked right here in the Midwest, the Bakers at Village Hearth made your choice easy. As long as you see the familiar Village Hearth logo on the package, you know you're selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy with a few rain showers this morning. That will change to snow by mid to late morning with another inch or so of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late today into this evening. Temperatures falling as well will drop into the low 20s by late afternoon. The wind northwest 10 to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Could see a few flurries with a high near 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes and duros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and it's stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently recognized some conservation partners and friends groups for stewardship of state fish and wildlife areas. I'll tell you who received the recognition when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR has awarded the first ever Adopt the Fish or Wildlife Area and Friends Group of the Year Awards to some conservation partners. This past February, the organizations with the most volunteer hours logged or money raised for their adopted fish or wildlife area were recognized. The 2023 Adopt a Fish or Wildlife Area Group of the Year Award went to Lakeshore Trout Unlimited for adopting the Onion River Fishery Area in Sheboygan County. The Wildlife Area Friends Group of the Year went to Friends of Brilliant Nature Center in Calumet County. The 2022 Adopt a Fish or Wildlife Area Group of the Year was awarded to Groundswell Conservancy for adopting Patrick Marsh Wildlife Area in Dane County. Finally, Friends of Horicon Marsh Education and Visitor Center in Dodge County won the 2022 Wildlife Area Friends Group of the Year. Learn more about the program at dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Wildlife Management Volunteer Opportunities. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side.
Q Country. We'll be right back.
great.
Thanks.
98Q Country.
Sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. Thank you.
racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
I woke up again this morning. And when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee. And like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know.
Rucker there at 98Q, 26 past 8. We're doing birthdays, so if you got somebody celebrating today, birthday or anniversary, even a belated one from yesterday, we're all right with that. 715-762-3221 is our phone number. We'll get to some celebrity birthdays here. We've got newly hired intern Ileana Winter with us
joining us on the morning show, and she'll be you'll be hearing her voice kind of on the radio over the next couple of months before she heads off to college to get herself some of that edumacation there in the fall at UW River Falls, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Excited.
Future Falcon.
Future Falcon. Yeah. I've been there many times. My son goes there. So very nice. We've got the key word for the 10 o'clock hour all set to go for you. So tune in. If you miss the 7 o'clock hour, and I don't know what it was, Ileana, it must have been you being on the air, but I was looking at the entries. We had more entries than we've ever had any other hour for this contest. This hour, it must be your fan club following you from Phillips.
Must be.
Must be. So we'll get another key word coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll get to those birthdays and anniversaries coming up after our look at the news and sports.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. A large cargo ship losing power and crashing into the Key Bridge, a major span at the entrance to Baltimore Harbor. Fire Chief James Wallace.
As units were responding, they began to receive numerous calls indicating multiple people in the water.
Two people were pulled out of the water. One was not seriously hurt, the other in very serious condition. It's believed as many as 20 could have been thrown into the water. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is on the scene.
The weather here has been a challenge. Temperatures are frigid, and we heard police say that this is a massive area that they are searching. The tide is coming in. That will pose an additional challenge. They are searching below the water, on the surface. Sonar activity, they say, has detected the presence of some vehicles underwater, and I did just speak with a neighbor here who said that she heard the bridge collapse around 1:30 a.m. She told me it sounded like a plane was landing in her backyard.
The governor declaring a state of emergency. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is considering letting school start in August. Local schools like the idea, but the state's tourism industry does not. The owners of resorts, restaurants, and other businesses told a hearing yesterday they need school-age workers during the peak of the summer season. Local schools say they need more flexibility. The change still needs approval from lawmakers and the governor. Efforts to debunk election conspiracy theories in Wisconsin resume tonight in West Bend. That's where Kathy Bernier and the group Keep Our Republic will hold a seminar.
If we have a successful election with no drama or accusations, that will be a success.
Bernier, speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front, Keep Our Republic was formed to counter doubts about the 2020 election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Bucks and the Lakers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the LA Lakers at Fiserv Forum. LeBron James not expected to play due to a sore ankle. I asked the Bucks' Damian Lillard, who does he expect to guard him tonight?
We talked about it, but I never really worry about it too much since I've been on this team because we got so many weapons. I know that I can play the game honest in the right way, and we'll have a chance to win regardless.
College basketball, the Badgers women's team with a 67-62 victory over Southern Indiana in the WNIT. Host Illinois State Thursday night. Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up spring training with a game against the Rockies before heading to New York for the season opener Thursday against the Mets. What kind of a team should fans expect this year? Manager Pat Murphy.
We're going to play hard, that's for sure. Super bunch of guys that I think the fans will fall in love with and compete. Careful, because they might just believe themselves right into contention.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, we got some birthdays here, Ileana. We got anniversary, actually. Robert and Cheryl Christensen are celebrating a 30th anniversary today. So congratulations to both of them. They're in for the cake drawing. I don't know if you knew this. We give away a cake every Friday.
Do you really?
Every Friday.
Wow.
Courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. So from all the people who celebrate throughout the week, if you're celebrating, we have a long list of celebrity birthdays today. So we'll weed through these and see if you recognize any of these people. Kenny Chesney, the country superstar. He was born in Tennessee and now lives in the Caribbean, actually, which sounds appropriate with some of the songs he puts out. He is 56 today, Kenny Chesney. Michael Imperioli, the actor from TV's The White Lotus, Detroit 187, is 58 today. Jennifer Grey, she was in Dirty Dancing. She was in, was she in Footloose too? Was that her? Dancing with the Stars. Dirty Dancing was the one. She's a famous, not Footloose. 64 today for Jennifer Grey. You recognize that actress?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yep. All right. Marcus Allen, the Hall of Fame NFL running back, is 64 today. Lisa Gibbons, TV and radio reporter, celebrity, or kind of an e-entertainment type reporter, 67 today. Charlie McLean, she is a country music star. She is 68 today. Dean Dillon, country music artist, 69 today. Let's see what else we have here. Ronnie McDowell, not a country music legend, 74 today. Martin Short, the funny man, comedian, 74 today. Who else here? Alan Silvestri, Oscar-winning film composer, 74. Vicki Lawrence made her fame on the Carol Burnett Show. I don't know if you've ever seen that, the old classic Carol Burnett Show.
Yeah.
She made her fame on there. And Mama's Family is in syndication everywhere, I think, on Pluto. I think there might be a Mama's Family channel on Pluto, I think. 75 for Vicki Lawrence today. Steven Tyler from the rock group Aerosmith, lead singer, is 76 today. And he can still bring it, too, apparently. I think they're still playing. And I think he still performs, actually, at 76 years old. Diana Ross, remember that name? Diana Ross and the Supremes, 60s, 70s, soul, just rock and roll, I guess. Diana Ross is 80 today. Nancy Pelosi is 84 today, political figure. James Caan, actor, born on this day, 1940, passed in 2020. Two, are you kind of a film buff, Ileana? Do you like movies?
Yes and no.
You knew a couple of these older film people, so I was wondering.
Yeah, a few.
Yeah. Harry Callis, the Hall of Fame voice of the Philadelphia Phillies, born on this day, 1936, passed in 2009. Alan Arkin, he won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 2007 for Little Miss Sunshine, and he is 90 today. And Leonard Nimoy from Star Trek, the original Star Trek. Star Trek, Star Wars, either one of them do anything for you?
No, okay. I never got into the Star Wars, Star Trek.
All right, Star Trek, Leonard Nimoy, the original Spock, born on this day, 1931. He passed back in 2015.
Lynn Stunkla, Complete Rain Gutters, ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216. Or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Stop by Ross's Sports Shop to make the switch to summer fishing. Ross's has everything you need, from line, lures, and licenses to guide services and the best bait in the state. Ross's Sports Shop on Lake Avenue in downtown Phillips.
Let's spice up your shoreline this summer and create the gathering spot for your friends and family. Call Freeze Firewood in Phillips today to start your design process with stairs, shoreline decks, docks, swim rafts, and all the outdoor furniture in between. Freeze Firewood can connect your backwoods to your backyard oasis. Check them out on Facebook or call 715-567-0616.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's Hair Volume from New Nordic.
Hair Volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give Hair Volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna pick up some Hair Volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
Join us for another exciting Heckman in-house auction happening this Thursday, March 28th at our auction house in Phillips. The first lots close at 7 p.m. followed by many more. Preview everything beforehand from 12 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at our location at 176 North Lake Avenue in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin. Explore over 900 fun and unique items, including beer signs, arrowheads, artwork, a slot machine, ammo, firearms, and much more. Visit the auction house or view online at heckmanauction.com. Don't forget to download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, but we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right. As people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right, get your car in, get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway's just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Mike and Terry Hammerstrom are a very proud log roller sponsor of the Logger United organization and wishes the best to the Phillips Logger sports teams and great success this season.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy with a few rain showers this morning. That will change to snow by mid to late morning with another inch or so of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late today into this evening. Temperatures falling as well will drop into the low 20s. By late afternoon, the wind northwest 10 to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Could see a few flurries with a high near 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Here it is.
From the sneakers to your speakers.
Oh, man, oh, my! What a play!
Here's more March Music Madness.
98Q Country.
Half of my high school got too drunk.
Stay a part of me.
talk about that one touchdown. Raise some kids in red and black. Go Bobcats while the other half.
Chesney and Kelsey Ballerini, the birthday boy, Kenny Chesney there in my hometown in 98Q country. Joel here in the morning show. We're going to talk a little financial with Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial. He'll join us for our weekly visit coming up in just a moment.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's Ribs and Ribeyes every Saturday night starting at 4 p.m. at John Sweemont Corner Bar and Grill, located at the intersections of 111 and Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/spring.
Badgers Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal, from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badgers Den in Phillips.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It is going to be cloudy with a few rain showers this morning. That will change to snow by mid to late morning with another inch or so of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late today into this evening. Temperatures falling as well will drop into the low 20s by late afternoon. The wind northwest 10 to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Could see a few flurries with a high near 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Outside now, it's wet. It's just really, really wet. So have something on your feet to get you through the mud puddles. We talk about your money each Tuesday morning at 8:45 with Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Services. And here he is. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you, Joel?
Hey, we're floating. We're floating. I put on my flotation device when I walked out the door. I grabbed it off the wall, and I have it on secure the whole day, just in case.
Water certainly adding up, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. And people got to be careful out there because it's puddling up pretty fast here, especially on the back roads. All right, Matt, Well, what do we talk about? Let's talk about folks' money today. What do we got for a topic today?
Yeah, so today, and before we get started, I just wanted to congratulate you, Joel, on 25 years at the radio station.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
Some stuff yesterday or last week. So certainly want to take time to congratulate you on that.
You bet. I tried to omit the fact that I've been in radio 37 total. I tried to downplay it to only 25. I'm not that old. Say only 25. Yeah, it's been a fun run and met a lot of great people, obviously. So thank you. I appreciate that, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. But today what I wanted to talk about was kind of that 10 years and counting to retirement and certain points that you should consider if you're in that time horizon, that 10 years or so that until you would like to retire.
All right. So typically, I mean, people retire at different ages, I guess, but typically you're talking about somebody maybe in their 50s, I guess, right? Typically,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's say typically. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's cover some points and see if we're on track here.
Yeah. Sounds good. So, if you're a decade or so away from retirement, you've probably spent at least some time thinking about this major life change being retirement. How will you manage the transition? Will you travel, take up a new sport or hobby, or spend more time with friends and family? Should you consider relocating? Or will you continue to work in some capacity? Will changes in your income sources affect your standard of living? Of course, when you begin to ponder all these issues surrounding retirement, the process can seem downright daunting. However, thinking about a few key points now will still have years ahead, you can focus your efforts and minimize the anxiety that often comes with this shift.
Okay.
So the first point is reassessing your living expenses. And I know this is something that we've talked a little bit about in the past, and a step that you will probably take several times between now and retirement, and probably several times thereafter, is thinking about how much or living expenses, how much they will change or should change. For example, while commuting and other work-related costs may decrease, other budget items may rise. Healthcare costs in particular may increase as you progress through retirement. So try to estimate what your monthly expense budget will look like in the first few years after you stop working, and then continue to reassess this budget as your vision of retirement becomes a reality. And certainly know that that budget changing is certainly very, very common and probably will change. You know, if you're 10 years out, it probably will change a few times before retirement.
Right. Okay.
The second point would be to consider all of your income sources. First, figure out how much you stand to receive from Social Security. The amount you receive will depend on your earnings history and other unique factors. You can elect to receive retirement benefits as early as age 62. However, doing so will result in a reduced benefit for life. If you wait until your full retirement age, which is either between 66 or 67, depending on the year you were born, or later, you know, up to age 70, your benefit will be higher. The longer you wait, the larger the benefit will be, which I know we talked about last week.
That's got to be one of the more difficult decisions that people make, right? When? Because retiring at 62, a lot of people are probably like, that sounds wonderful, but you lock in whatever that Social Security payment is for the rest of your life, right?
Correct. Yep, that is correct. And yes, I would say that's one of the biggest questions that we get when we're, you know, putting a plan together, is exactly that. When do we start collecting? What would make the most sense? And it's, you know, it's a pretty in-depth conversation for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of factors to it. You could get an estimate of your retirement benefit at Social Security, at the Social Security Administration website, which is ssa.gov, just so people know that. Next, review the accounts you've earmarked for retirement income, including any employer benefits. Start with your employer-sponsored plan and then consider any IRAs and traditional investment accounts that you may have. Try to estimate how much they could provide on a monthly basis. If you are married, be sure to include your spouse's retirement accounts as well. If your employer provides a traditional pension plan, it'd be very good to contact the plan administrator for an estimate of that monthly benefit amount. Also, do you have rental income? Be sure to include that in your calculations. Might you want to continue to work? Some retirees find that they are able to consult, turn a hobby into an income source, or work part-time. Such income can provide a valuable cushion that helps retirees postpone tapping into their investment accounts, giving assets more time for potential growth. Okay.
All right.
The third point to consider is pay off debt and power up your savings. Once you have an idea of what your possible expenses and income will look like, it's time to bring your attention back to the here and now. Draw up a plan to pay off debt and power up your retirement savings before you retire. And why would you want to pay off debt? Entering retirement debt-free, including paying off your mortgage, will put you in a position to modify your monthly expenses in retirement if the need arises. On the other hand, entering retirement with a mortgage, a loan, or credit card debt will put you at the mercy of those payments. You'll have less of an opportunity to scale back your spending if necessary.
All right.
And why would you want to power up your savings? In these final few years before retirement, you're likely to be earning the highest salary of your career. Why not save and invest as much as you can in your employer-sponsored retirement plan or IRAs? Aim for the maximum allowable contributions. And remember, if you're 50 or older, you can take advantage of catch-up contributions, which enable you to contribute an additional $7,500 to your 401k plan and an extra $1,000 to your IRA in 2024.
Okay.
The fourth point is to manage taxes. As you think about when to tap tap into your various resources for retirement income, remember to consider the tax impact of your strategy. For example, you may want to withdraw money from your taxable accounts first to allow your employer-sponsored plans and IRAs more time to potentially benefit from tax-deferred growth. Keep in mind, however, that generally you are required to begin taking minimum distributions from tax-deferred accounts once you reach age 73. Whether or not you actually need the money, you're required to take those required minimum distributions, which I know, again, is something that we've talked about in the past.
Right. It's a deadline. Uncle Sam wants his money. That's right.
Yep, so. Absolutely.
Yep.
And it's at the point that those are the tax-deferred accounts. Roth accounts certainly work different and don't require required minimum distributions.
Okay.
And then the last point would be to account for health care. Benefit Research Institute reported that the average 65-year-old married couple retiring in 2023 with median prescription drug expenses would need about $351,000 in savings to have a 90% chance of meeting their insurance premiums and out-of-pocket health care costs in retirement. This figure illustrates why healthcare should get special attention as you plan the transition to retirement.
Okay. So whether you're 10 years out or whether you're 18, like our new young intern, Ileana, is thinking about, right? Ileana, did you learn something?
Oh, yeah. I'm listening.
It's never too late, is it, Matt, or too early to start thinking about retirement, right?
Absolutely. And there's a lot to consider, especially as you get closer, all the things that we just talked about. And that's just the beginning list. There's certainly plenty of other considerations we have to take into consideration as well.
Yeah. So folks listening right now are in that range where they're thinking the next 10 years or so. Sit down with Matt, folks at Pioneer Financial Consultants. Make sure you got all your ducks in a row and this is what you do, Matt. I mean, if there's a way to make it better, you're very educated in this, and you can make it work for them the best possible way, right?
Absolutely. We'll sit down and create that plan together, because every situation is different, and there's, as you can see, a lot of points to consider. But that's what we're here for, is to talk through those and create that plan.
Exactly. Locations in Phillips, Medford, and the new location there in Hawkins. Also,
yep.
All right.
Absolutely. And we have our open house in Hawkins on Thursday with the Brewers correlation with the Brewers opening day.
Little tailgate.
I have some refreshments there, some hot dogs, and listening to the Brewers. And it'll be a very good time from noon to 4:30 on Thursday.
All right, folks in the Hawkins area, get on down there. Even if you're not, it's worth the drive. 715-748-3231, 748-3231, the number there. And they can also reach you on your website too, right, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is www.pioneer-financial.net. And there's a lot of great resources on there, and as well as ways to contact us via email.
Very good, Matt. Always some good information. Appreciate you taking the time. Stay safe on the roads out there. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Joel.
Thank you, Matt. Matt Krieger, Pioneer Financial Services, joins us each Tuesday morning at 8:45 to talk a little bit about your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but.
98Q Country.